After working with the list a little while, Bean was just as glad that Dymac hadn't taken him up on his foolish offer to make up the roster on the spot. Because it wasn't just a matter of naming the 40 best soldiers among the launchies and the transfer lists. Wigan was way early for command, and that would make it harder for older kids to take it, getting put into a kid's army. So he struck off the list all who were older than Wigan. That left him with nearly 60 kids who were good enough to be in the army. Bean was ranking them in order of value when he realized that he was about to make another mistake. Quite a few of these kids were in the group of launchies and soldiers that practiced with Wigan during free time. Wigan would know these kids best, and naturally he'd look to them to be his toon leaders, the core of his army. The trouble was, while a couple of them would do fine as toon leaders, relying on that group would mean passing over several who weren't part of that group, including Bean. So he doesn't choose me to lead a toon. He isn't going to choose me anyway, right? I'm too little. He won't look at me and see a leader. Is this just about me, then? Am I corrupting this process just to get myself a chance to show what I can do? And if I am, what's wrong with that? I know what I can do, and no one else really gets it. The teachers think I'm a scholar. They know I'm smart. They trust my judgment, but they aren't making this army for me. They're making it for him. I still have to prove to them what I can do. And if I really am one of the best, it would be to the benefit of the program to have it revealed as quickly as possible. And then he thought, is this how idiots rationalize their stupidity to themselves? Ho, Bean, said Nikolai. Ho, said Bean. He passed a hand across his desk, blanking the display. Tell me. Nothing to tell. You looked grim. Just doing an assignment. Nikolai laughed. You never look that serious doing classwork. You just read for a while and then you type for a while. Like it was nothing. This is something. An extra assignment. A hard one, eh? Not very. Sorry to break in. Just thought maybe something was wrong. Maybe a letter from home. They both laughed at that. Letters weren't that common here. Every few months at the most. And the letters were pretty empty when they came. Some never got mail at all. Bean was one of them, and Nikolai knew why. It wasn't a secret. He was just the only one who noticed and the only one who asked about it. No family at all? He had said. Some kids' families, maybe I'm the lucky one, Bean answered him, and Nikolai agreed. But not mine. I wish you had parents like mine. And then he went on about how he was an only child, but his parents really worked hard to get him. They did it with surgery. Fertilized 5 or 6 eggs, then twinned the healthiest ones a few more times, and finally they picked me. I grew up like I was going to be king or the Dalai Lama or something. And then one day the IF says we need him. Hardest thing my parents ever did, saying yes. But I said, what if I'm the next Maserakim? And they let me go. That was months ago, but it was still between them, that conversation. Kids didn't talk much about home. Nikolai didn't discuss his family with anybody else either. Just with Bean. And in return, Bean told him a little about life on the street. Not a lot of details, because it would sound like he was asking for pity or trying to look cool. But he mentioned how they were organized into a family. Talked about how it was Poke's crew, and then it became Ashiel's family, and how they got into a charity kitchen. Then Bean waited to see how much of this story started circulating. None of it did. Nikolai never said a word about it to anyone else. That was when Bean was sure that Nikolai was worth having as a friend. He could keep things to himself without even having to be asked to do it. And now here Bean was, making up the roster for this great army, and here sat Nikolai, asking him what he was doing. Dymac had said to tell no one. But Nikolai could keep a secret. What harm could it do? Then Bean recovered his senses. Knowing about this wouldn't help Nikolai in any way. Either he'd be in Dragon Army or he wouldn't. If he wasn't, he'd know Bean hadn't put him there. If he was, it would be worse, because he'd wonder if Bean had included him in the roster out of friendship instead of excellence. Besides, Nikolai shouldn't be in Dragon Army. Bean liked him and trusted him, but Nikolai was not among the best of the launchies. He was smart, he was quick, he was good, but he was nothing special. Except to me, thought Bean. It was a letter from your parents, said Bean. They've stopped writing to you. They like me better.
Yeah, and the Vatican is moving to Mecca,
and I'm going to be made Polemarch.
No jeito, though, said Nikolai.
You too tall, bicho.
Nikolai picked up his desk.
I can't help you with your classwork tonight, Bean, so please don't beg me.
He lay back on his bed, started into the fantasy game. Bean lay back too. He woke up his display and began wrestling with the names again. If he eliminated every one of the kids who'd been practicing with Wigan, how many of the good ones would it leave? 15 veterans from the transfer lists, 22 launchies, including Bean. Why hadn't these launchies taken part in Wigan's free time practices? The veterans, they were already in trouble with their commanders, they weren't about to antagonize them anymore, so it made sense for them not to have taken part. But these launchies, weren't they ambitious? Or were they bookish, trying to do it all through classwork instead of catching on that the battle room was everything? Bean couldn't fault them for that. It had taken him a while to catch on, too. Were they so confident of their own abilities they didn't think they needed the extra prep? Or so arrogant they didn't want anybody to think they owed their success to Ender Wigan? Or so shy they... No. He couldn't possibly guess their motives. They were all too complex anyway. They were smart, with good evaluations. Good by Bean's standards, not necessarily by the teachers. That was all he needed to know. If he gave Wigan an army without a single kid he'd worked with in practices, then all the army would start out equal in his eyes. Which meant Bean would have the same chance as any other kid to earn Wigan's eye and maybe get command of a tune. If they couldn't compete with Bean for that position, then too damn bad for them. But that left him with 37 names on the roster. 3 more slots to fill.